Working with animals, which is what I do, I've seen it work. It's quite different when you... If I were just working with human beings, I would wonder what the results were all about. But because I work with animals, I can see that what the results are, so I know it's happening. It's proof to me that it works. I work with vets, so I do call it complementary work, not alternative. So, yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the time I am called in at the end of an animal's life, and I can't, if an animal's going to die, I can't actually save its life if its time is up, but I can make the passing so much easier for the animal and for its owner. I didn't realise I was going to be a Reiki healer. I was introduced to a Reiki master, and she shook my hand. This was quite some years ago, and she said, "Did you know you're a healer?" And I said, "Yes, but I don't talk about it. And I can't turn it on and off at will. It's just sometimes it's there and sometimes it isn't." She said, "I'm a Reiki master." I said, "I don't know what that is." And she explained it to me. And she said, "I'd like to teach you how you can turn healing on and off." I said, "Yes, certainly. Will I be able to work with animals?" And she said, "You can work with anyone and anything." So I said, "Yes." And she taught me and I became a Reiki master. Orlando, when clients come to my house... he comes into the room and has a healing, but at a distance. He doesn't like my hands on him. And he is the most laid-back cat anyone has ever met. And this is what I see with all the animals that I look after. Whether or not I'm helping them with emotional problems or physical problems, they become so relaxed and so calm. It allows that their own healing to kick in, as well as the healing I'm giving them. And it's just a joy to work with animals. They have no preconceived ideas as to what I'm doing. They just think that here's a woman who's putting her hands on me.